The Mighty Lady, or a quick explanation of a powerful workout for busy ladies. Boys are doing it wrong. They lift too heavy and thus can't lift for long enough to ever lift heavier. You must start in the beginning of the rack with 3 or 5 pound dumbbells and focus on establishing a 30 to 60 minute non-stop dumbbell workout. That's right. Duration is more important than weight. Lift in front. Lift to the side in a comfortable way. Don't twist your arms. And above your head, and do some bicep curls. Do 5 to 10 lifts until your hands get tired and switch to the next dumbbell exercise where the muscles you just used rest and you work on some other group. Do not swing your weights on your joints as boys do. Use your muscles. If 5 pounds makes you stop for a few seconds all too frequently, switch to 3 pounds. And then go back when your arms have rested. Please do not just listen to music. You need to hit every beat. One beat up, the next beat down, as that is how you enter a very pleasant dance trance. Aside from helping you move your entire body, as dance is an instinct, this will distract you away from stopping. It's like driving a car. Hours will turn to minutes. You will need to select slow music at first. Country, romance, ballads. As you get stronger, you can go up to pop, Eurodance, techno, and rave. The faster you move, the more fat you burn. The heavier you lift, the bigger the muscle. And by heavier, I don't mean 25 pounds. Not at all. Not at all. You only ever move by 2.5 pounds forward, so your heavier is going to be 7.5 pounds, and then 10 pounds. And 12.5 makes for huge muscle. By the time you get to 15, 17.5, and 20, oh boy. That may be a little bit too much muscle, but that's entirely up to you. Now, listen carefully. Lifting heavier, right at the edge of which you can handle, at first that is likely going to be 7.5 pounds per hand, for an hour non-stop, or near enough, will initially completely overwhelm you. Not because it's heavy, but because you don't have the endurance of moving something at the limit for 1 hour. Just like joggers don't have the endurance to at first run their entire route non-stop. You will likely have a similar problem with 5 pounds. It will just make you stop after 30 seconds or 1 minute. Don't worry about that. That's not about the weight, it's about the endurance. In order to break through that, you will need a class of stopwatches called interval timers. It's just 2 countdown timers, one for rest, the other for workout, that go around in a preset number of rounds, for example, 10. You can find apps that are free and without ads that will beep over your music, and there is a clip-on version where you clip it on your belt or wear it on your wrist. I had to buy 2 or 3 because they kept falling apart on me. You're always sweating, it's a moist environment. Well, they work. Here you use the vibrate mode, and again, focus on hitting every beat of your songs. Please know that people, even trainers, use these things wrong. Well, the interval timer kind of puts trainers out of a job. It is a digital trainer that actually works. People use them wrong because the point of an interval timer is not some weird workout routine, but slow elimination of all the rest period. Interval timers help you simulate what joggers do naturally as they gain their endurance. In fact, if you don't mind the extra work, you can start jogging with 3-pound dumbbells, then 5-pound dumbbells, and somewhere around 7 pounds, come into the gym, and instead of just carrying the dumbbells, you will be pretty much able to lift them above your head and move them to the side. So the interval timer is only necessary when you need to do things quickly, reliably, and precisely. If you have time to jog, please jog with light dumbbells. Bringing dumbbells on your jog is actually a full body workout. And people often wear a wrist weight or a weight vest, sometimes ankle weights even, and that's for building muscle. Over a period of maybe around even 10 weeks, new joggers start stopping less and less, eventually eliminating all their rest gaps. That is what you have to do. And here is how you configure your timer. Start with the lightest dumbbells and measure how long you can lift them non-stop while cycling your standing dumbbell exercises. If you don't switch from biceps to lifting above your head or in front or to the side, you will approach something very similar to cutting off your circulation and will be forced to stop early. Boys do that. They think that this is called muscle failure. But that is just disruption to their circulation, and they fool themselves, stopping way too early. Now, enter your workout duration into your timer, and then do your best to guess or measure how long you need to rest to have the same workout again, and enter that as your rest duration. If you can work out for 1 minute and you need 2 minutes to rest, and then set your rounds to 10, that is 1 minute plus 2 minutes times 10 rounds. So a 30-minute workout. Precisely measured out by a digital trainer. You may need to refine your numbers for a couple of weeks, but as soon as you get it right, trim the rest period down by a little bit and keep doing it as your body allows until you eliminate it completely and can gently dance non-stop to slow music by cycling all the dumbbell exercises and kind of twisting and turning a little bit. Don't be ashamed to look different at the gym. All the men know that they are stuck, that they haven't grown any muscle, and they may even suspect it's because they are lifting too heavy, which is forcing them not to lift for long enough. They will look at you and they will admire you for having the courage to do things right. So don't worry about looking unusual at the gym. A non-stop workout or a warrior workout shows results weekly if you do it every day. And because this is a standing routine, you are always balancing your body. So you get abdominal muscles, leg muscles, and shoulders without needing to perform any special exercises or muscle isolations. And because you are not isolating muscles like boys do, as your muscles grow, they are always perfectly aesthetically balanced. It's a very natural pattern of growth. You're just moving around with some weights, so everything happens naturally and correctly. Be sure to drink plenty of water and add vegetable juice to your diet to take care of any potential muscle function problems. If you get a Charlie horse anywhere, back, leg, shoulders, that means more vegetable juice. But again, not too much. Don't overdose on vegetable juice. In large part because it tastes awful. Lastly, you will get sore muscles for the first couple of weeks, but that is not because of the gym, but because you are out of shape. The aches come from the fact that your musculature is restarting, reawakening. It's moving towards your natural state. You are a warrior. You're an animal. So it's going to ache a little bit at first. But you know what? Just ignore it completely. Except for two young ladies whom I overheard complaining.
Oh my god, that's like 2 weeks of pain.
Nobody else has ever complained about this. People are so happy from seeing amazing results that they just forget about it as soon as the aches go away.